Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
Is it National Internet Safety Day? Is that what it is?
Something like
World
that.
World Internet Safety Day.
World Internet Safety Day. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. So, you have a special responsibility within Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police for internet safety.
I do. So, I'm police officer for Hampshire Constabulary, and I'm based here at Newport on the Isle of Wight. And one of my roles is that I deal with things all child-related, which includes missing children and children that are at risk of child sexual exploitation, okay, and also giving advice on various internet safety.
Okay, that's good stuff. So we can talk in some more detail about internet safety, because there's a whole range of things as well, not just for children, aren't there?
There are. So we'll start with your general things that you hear about a lot in the news is fraud, scams that occur online,
yes,
and you hear quite a lot, unfortunately, normally the sort of elderly population are being sort of conned out a lot of money when they use the internet, and there's just a few different tips that I can give that could
that's
help
a good
protect
one.
Them online.
Yes, we can,
yeah,
do that.
Absolutely.
So the first thing I would suggest is password. So we've all got loads of accounts, Amazon, eBay, you name it, Facebook, and it's important to use different passwords for different accounts. So don't keep the same one. And when you're making a password, make sure it's something very long-winded, contains letters and numbers, and not just your pet's name or your mum's name or your date of birth.
Or the registration number of your very first car.
That's it. Or a favourite one is someone using the password as password itself.
Oh, yes, yes.
How about, I don't know. Is that a good password?
Mix it up with a few numbers in there and maybe you'd be all right.
But, I mean, a lot of them, they say it's got to be uppercase and lowercase letters and sometimes got exclamation marks and all sorts of things in it.
That's it. Stick as much different characters as you can in there to make it very unusual and unique.
That's a good one. So passwords, and if you've inadvertently given that away somehow, I mean, these there are bits of software that turn up that can steal your password by pretending to be the site you're supposed to be logging into.
That's it. The best example that I can give is called phishing emails, where you might get an email from your bank or even Facebook themselves and say, we've got a problem with your bank account. We need your bank account number and your password. So if you've got online banking, please send it to us just so we can confirm your details. And that's one other way, if you like, the criminals would try to get access to your bank account, get in there and then siphon money out. Obviously, your bank will never ask you for those details.
No.
They'll never ask you for your password. If there's any issues at all, you'd get a phone call or a letter in the post.
Mm. Those emails look so genuine, though, don't they? Because they have logos
they do,
and all
yeah.
sorts.
They look very genuine. And normally, when an email comes through to your email account, you will see, as given an example, Lloyds Bank. It might say in the title, Lloyds Bank. But actually, if you want to explore it a bit more, just to think, if you think, I'm not sure if it's genuine, you could actually click on the email at the top. And when you look at it, you'll see, actually, it's not Lloyds Bank. It'll be an email address that will contain lots of characters and letters and be from a really strange email address.
Yes, indeed.
And then be suspicious.
That's right, very suspicious.
I sometimes get these ones that the English is suspect as well. In the, it's, your bank account has a problem.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's another way to spot a fake email, so that the... The grammar and the spelling would just,
yeah, they wouldn't come out from one of the UK banks or your own bank with those sort of mistakes in.
Not at all. That's it.
Well, that's an interesting one. We will take another piece of music and then we'll talk about some of the children's stuff, if that's
excellent,
okay
yeah.
with you. Right, we still have Mark in from the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Police talking about internet safety.
Mm.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
No problem at all. Now, we were going to talk this bit about children's safety, or at least for the next few minutes about children's safety.
Yes. So you see, there's quite a lot on TV at the moment. It's quite prevalent in the news about child sexual exploitation and children being at risk. A lot of people ask, what is child sexual exploitation? And it is when somebody will coerce, manipulate or deceive a child or young person that's under 18 into doing something sexual for something that they need or want. And the best way I can explain this is it happens quite a lot online, where no meeting will actually need to take place, but a child, the term that's used is naked selfies, where somebody will ask the child to send a nude selfie of themselves. And it's about that adult trying to overpower that young person to get what they want.
And they're very good at manipulating, aren't they? Because they use all sorts of techniques.
They do. Some of the signs that the child can come out with. So one of the things I found is a child could be acting secretively at home. So if your child is acting secretively, or obviously someone, your parents are going to know the child pretty well, speak to that child, you know, what is going on. If they start feeling a bit down, if they're a bit upset, talk to them and ask them what's going on. It's very important that the family are, you know, are involved with the child if there's, if they think that there's something going on with them.
So okay, so this could be via social media or via text or anything really.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. The other things that you can spot with your child is missing episodes. So if your child's coming home late at night or going missing from school, having more than sort of adults coming to the house to come and see them, it's basically warning signs that you're trying to look out for with your child.
Something out of the norm then.
That's correct, yeah. There's a few ways that you can do to, a few things you can do as a parent to protect that. So with your child, make sure that you're checking their devices frequently. So especially if they're under 16, you know, you're the parent, you're probably paying for their contract for their phone. Ask them if I need to check your phone, you know, once a week, every other day, just to make sure that they're
okay
contacting someone that they shouldn't be.
But what sort of things would you be looking for on a phone, for example?
So on your phone, obviously everybody, most people aren't aware that there's specific ages for signing up for websites. So like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. And when you're looking for things, let's use Facebook as an example, you need to have a look through their friends list and make sure that the friends on their friends list are genuine friends and family, that there's nobody there that that they don't know or looks a little bit questionable.
Okay.
Another thing that obviously came out in the news a little while ago is about location sharing. So Snapchat, for example, in one of their new updates, and it's turned on automatically, is that when you send out a snap, let's say you send out a snap in your story, if your location services are turned on, your picture of your little avatar, your character that you create, will show whereabouts you are in the world. And obviously, if you're sharing images of yourself on Snapchat live or to people that you don't know, that person could know whereabouts you are. So it's very important that you check through your privacy settings on your device and on your apps to make sure that you're being as safe as possible.
So you can turn that feature off then?
You can, yes, yeah, in the settings option.
So if a parent is going through a phone or a tablet or whatever the child has, where can they find out how to turn these things off? Because a lot of the parents, and I'm not trying to be negative about their abilities, but they won't necessarily be as switched on to the technology as their child is.
No, that's it. And do you know one of the best things that you can actually do is use a search engine. The most popular one is obviously Google. Googling, if someone's not very clued up on the internet, I know my child uses Facebook, Snapchat, what can I do? Actually put it into Google. How can I adjust the privacy settings on Facebook or Snapchat? And you will find plenty of links on how to do that. But generally in the apps themselves, you just go into the settings menu and you can change all your privacy settings.
Okay. Because there's nothing to stop the child changing them back again afterwards. But that's why
that's very true, yeah. Yeah. That's another thing for parents to do is monitor the internet usage. Another thing that I would say is obviously YouTube, everybody uses that. There are child-friendly versions of it, but to use YouTube, you should actually be 13 and over. And a lot of parents, child will go to bed, can I use my tablet, can I use my laptop for an hour and watch some videos? Yeah, not a problem. But just be careful and mindful of what that child is watching. And I would say never leave a child alone with a tablet, because obviously the internet is one of those places where you can find almost anything.
You can indeed, yes. So that's a good one, isn't it? To
it is,
not leave
your
child alone. I don't envy parents trying to enforce that, I must admit.
No, neither do I.
Because I didn't have this problem when our kids were growing up, did we? They didn't have tablets then. So it's basically down to parents to monitor this stuff, isn't it, what you're saying?
That is it. And the parents do have a responsibility to make sure that their child are keeping safe online. And that is just having a little bit more interaction with them. Another thing as well, everybody, young person, generally has like an Xbox or a PlayStation. You can talk online, obviously, when you're playing video games.
Yes, I believe.
That's another thing to monitor, that if your child is using their PlayStation or Xbox, where does that child usually play? Do they play in their bedroom or do they play it in the living room in front of everybody? Who are they talking to? What information are they giving them? So have that conversation with your child and ask them on what they're doing and listen into some of the conversations as well.
Okay. We're going to
that makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense. We're going to take a short break and come back with a bit of music, and then we'll carry on talking about
no
it.
No problem.
This is an endless subject, isn't it?
It is.
Fascinating. Too. Yes.
We've got Mark Radford, PC Mark Radford, in from the Hampshire Northern White Police, talking about internet safety with specific or particular emphasis on exploitation of children, how we can help deal with that. We were talking whilst the ads were on about ages for things, weren't we?
We do, yes. So a lot of parents and adults are not aware that each website does have an age restriction. Obviously, if your child's clever enough, they can just bypass
that. They just
lie. They just lie, yes. Yeah. So I've got a few ages here, actually. So 13 plus is actually for Facebook.
Right.
Twitter, Snapchat, they're the most popular ones. Mm. WhatsApp is a very, as another very popular messaging app. It's actually 16 plus to use WhatsApp.
Really?
Really?
Oh, okay. So if your child's using some of these below that age, you should stop them.
That's
maybe.
It. They shouldn't be using them.
Mm.
YouTube, which I know we've briefly spoken about before, before the music. YouTube is actually 18 plus, but it's 13 with the parent's permission. So if your child is sat there using YouTube by themselves without permission from their parents, they shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few other ones on there. Musical.ly and Live.me are another couple of popular apps that some
I've not heard of those. Music.me and Live.me.
Yeah, so basically somebody can go onto this application, and that's using their iPhone or whatever device they want, and they will sing live into their phone, and it will record audio and video at the same time. Excuse me. So what they would do is they can broadcast this to friends, and also other people can join in the actual live session themselves of them singing, complete strangers. So you could have people watching them, don't know who they are, and unfortunately they might have an interest in younger children.
Right.
And it's about keeping your child aware that actually if they are streaming live, there'll be people watching them, and obviously they might not know who they are. If you're the child, then you could have somebody, for example, could lie about who they are or say, I really liked your singing. You had a really nice voice. You look very pretty. Hi, my name's make up a name. Can we be friends on Facebook? I know some music managers, perhaps. You know, I can get you in touch with some people. Then that's where the problems start. That child could give out their username, become friends with this person on Facebook, and that person then could have all of that child's details. It depends what they put on there, where they live, friends and family, especially if their settings aren't set to private, might be able to find out where their location is. And that's where problems start if the child doesn't know who that person is, yet they're friends with them on Facebook.
Okay, and that's where you start getting the requests for pictures or meeting and things like that.
That's right. And then somebody, this is obviously just an example, nothing specific, but that person might say, very pretty. Can I have some pictures of you just so I can send to my record label? That young person then might send on some pictures. Then the conversation might get a little bit worse, saying, can I please have something with you wearing less clothes? That child may then get coerced into sending images of him or herself, because obviously it happens, people don't realise, it actually happens to males, to boys, as well as it does to females.
Yes, of course.
That's when the problems start. And that's when you may notice some change in behaviour of your child, what we spoke about earlier, acting, a bit secretively or going missing or looking a bit sad or upset. And it's important to talk to that child if they are feeling that way, to dig a bit deeper to see what's happened.
So when you got these suspicions or you discover there is something going on, what should you do?
That's right. So again, important to talk to your child to make sure that they haven't sent anything over the internet that they shouldn't have done. You can actually, we're using Facebook as an example because obviously it's one of the biggest sites. You can actually report suspicious activity to Facebook. They've got their own specific link, and they will look into it. Another thing you can do is to there is something by the National Crime Agency called CEOP, which is Child Exploitation Online Protection. And if you've got any concerns about any child sexual exploitation or anything that you think may have happened online, you can go to their website. Again, the best way is just type in CEOP, CEOP, into the internet. And you can actually report online if you've got suspicion of suspicious activity.
All right, okay. Well, I've literally just done that as you spoke. And yes, it's come up with the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Command.
Well, there you go.
There we are. And that's got everything on it you could possibly want by the look of it.
That's right. We'll have we're going to have a brief conversation about it today. But if you want any more information about online protection and child sexual exploitation, they'll have a load of stuff on their website.
Because we're not talking about an emergency situation here, largely. I mean, obviously, it may end up being an emergency situation. But so you're not going to dial 999 for these things, generally?
No. A way that you could contact the police. So I'll give an example about somebody sending images of themselves online to an unknown person. Mm. You know, if that happens, contact the police, call us on 101. It's nothing to be ashamed about. Obviously, support your child. Let them know, you know, they're not in any trouble. It's not their fault.
Mm.
Contact the police, and obviously somebody will come out and see you, and we will look at what's happened and what has been sent over the internet.
And that way you might be able to track down where it's gone, that kind of thing.
That's correct, yeah. Obviously, we've got various tactics and things that we can do to trace these people all around the world.
It's interesting. So what if you've got 2 10-year-olds, say, and one of the 10-year-olds is suspicious that the other 10-year-old is being manipulated, but they're too scared to tell their own parents or whatever, what could they do?
Yeah, encourage them to speak to a professional, and I think the best thing to do is perhaps a teacher at school, or again a family member. Anybody really, that if they've got suspicion of a friend that has done something that they shouldn't do, or perhaps they're being groomed online, so that child needs to tell somebody, and then that adult needs to report it.
So, I mean, the things are, we've got to look for signs of changes in your children. You'll know that. I mean, children are going to change as they grow anyway.
Yes.
But these are going to be specific signs, like this a secretive behaviour, missing, being sad for no good reason that you can understand, and checking on their internet usage.
Yeah, I think that is very important. Parents can set up, obviously, parental controls on their internet as well. So, obviously, everybody's got Wi-Fi. You can restrict access. You can actually, with tablets and laptops as well, with specific software, stop them from accessing various websites, so which is very important.
Okay. We'll take a local artist now into the break, the Bear Social. If you're happy to stay for a little longer.
Of course, yeah, I'll stay for a bit longer, no problem.
And we still have Mark Radford on the other microphone. We've been talking about internet safety for the last hour or so.
We have.
And you mentioned, which brought shudders to both of us, Minecraft.
Yeah, I did mention Minecraft. I do hold my hands up. I have played it.
I'm not having a go at anybody who plays this. No. Our grandson plays it forever.
It is very popular. Minecraft, I briefly had a chat with the music was on, is another one of those things that everybody plays around the world. And also we mentioned that there's Lego, it's for every age, Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's about how you use it and how you keep yourself safe. So if you do have a young person playing Minecraft, just a bit of advice, who are they talking to on the internet? Does your child go up to the room, play Minecraft by themselves on the internet? Do they have a headset? Are they talking to people? One way that you could keep your child safe is to not have the internet turned on, or when they are playing, make sure that you periodically check on them to not make sure they're not talking to people who they shouldn't be.
Okay, excellent.
A couple of things that I just wanted to mention. We've talked a little bit about doom and gloom, but there is a lot that the police are doing. And we've got something on in Hampshire in the Isle of Wight called Operation Make Safe. And that's where where hotels and taxi drivers have had training about child sexual exploitation. And it's about spotting perhaps a young person getting into a car with an older male who may not be relatives. And the hotels will ask the question, or at least have a suspicion, and may report it to the police if you have a young person with an older adult who have got different names.
Okay, so they could turn up at a hotel, for example, and
and
check in and say, well, what's going on here? Yeah.
Another thing we've got, which is endorsed by the police, something called Alice's Diary. Again, you can type this into the internet, or it's www.alicesdiary.org. And it's all about, it's a diary of a young person who was at school, had good grades, a really nice person, and how they met an older person, and he use his influence to coerce and manipulate her into leaving home, living with him. Her grades dropped. She lost all of her friends. Mm. And it's her diary about how this happened over the course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's also got diaries on there from parents and professionals from their point of view, what they thought was happening, that she was misbehaving, and actually she was in a little bit of trouble. So it's actually a really good read. It'll take you about an hour to read through everything, but very interesting.
So, I mean, a lot of this is down... We were talking about children and keeping them safe, and I know we've done the adult bit about keeping safe online, don't give out your details. It's the same thing, but it's really the parents have to keep an eye on this, isn't it?
Yeah, it just make sure you know what your child is doing online. The police do a lot of joint working with Children's Services and Barnardo's and other agencies. And actually, I know it's a little bit depressing, you know, hearing all of these things and about child sexual exploitation. You know, it does happen in the world, but actually in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, it is a very safe place to live. And thankfully, these incidents, you know, are few and far between.
And because of the sort of work you're doing, we're hoping to keep it like that.
That's right, yeah. One of my roles, obviously, everything we've spoken about today, is to keep, especially on the Isle of Wight, the young people safe.
And you are based here on the Isle of Wight.
I am, yes.
All this expertise.
What a fantastic
Brilliant.
Role. So, on that, do you go out and do talks to schools and things if they wanted you to do that?
I have, yes. I have been out to schools. I also give talks to professionals. I've very lucky to walk very very lucky to work closely with Children's Services, so we've got a wealth of information from myself and them, and we can have multi-agency meetings about our young people, and to obviously put the word out there that there are places that people can go, and that we're doing everything we can to keep these people safe.
Excellent stuff.
Brilliant.
So just to recap then, keep an eye on your children, check what's on their phones or tablets. Try and not eavesdrop, but keep an ear on what they're doing online.
Yes.
Check their settings
and make sure they're the right age to use the things they're using. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, trying to think of some of the others.
Everything else you
YouTube.
Everything else, yeah.
Make sure they're watching appropriate content if they are, and not giving away details of their own, their lives and sending photos.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, excellent stuff. You could go to, if you just Google CEOP, that will find you the right place to go to.
Yep.
Or if you really have an issue, you can always ring 101 and contact
And someone
them.
Will give you some advice.
Yeah, someone will give you some advice there that way. And they might even get hold of you, you never know.
Who knows?
You never know.
You might be lucky. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mark, for coming in. And we'll no doubt have you in again sometime in the future. Just, we won't tell the ladies and gentlemen this was his very first time on the radio, will we?
No, let's not do that.
You did brilliant.
You did really well. Thank you very much, Mark, for coming
me.
In. That's great. And as I say, CEOP is the only thing you need to put in, or call 101 if you've got any queries or worries at all.
Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Bringing the island's community together.